The Wally Show podcast is our daily radio show heard live through the WayFM app each morning and hosted by Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. For more fun, be sure to connect with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. Things you didn't know you needed to know today. It's News-ish with Betty.
These are always fun to hear when a new year rolls around. A list of predictions made about the year 2024, all the way back in 1924. So these were predictions from people who were living 100 years ago.
And this is like right around the time, just before the start of the Great Depression. And so they probably would have been like, still optimistic about things until what happened in a couple years later.
But. Right. And some of these predictions are funny and maybe kind of sad. I don't know. The first one is working from home. So they were already predicting something would be happening with like the internet. Yeah. Something would make it possible for us to actually be able to work from home.
And they
home.
Had no concept of what an internet was. No. They just knew they were tired of going to work.
Yeah. And you bring up a great point. I looked up what the top jobs were. They were stable hands. So working with horses, mill workers and blacksmiths.
Okay. Yeah. Imagine working from home with that job.
Yeah. You know? Impossible. 75, it would be considered young.
Oh, well, that's not too far off, really. I mean, you see a lot of people, we're living a lot longer, and you see people now that are like, I'm in my 70s, I'm in the best shape of my life.
Right. Well, I looked it up. The typical lifespan back in 1924, men were living up to 58.
Okay.
So you'd be coming down to your final years, Wally.
I'd be telling y'all goodbye.
And women would make it to 61, typically.
Wow.
The top killers were tuberculosis.
We got that dialed in.
And bronchitis.
Yeah, we got both of those worked out.
Ain't nobody
got time for that.
And then finally, women would be in charge, leaving men to raise the children at home.
What?
Now, this is something that they would actually predict this, because I looked up a little bit about what was expected by women in 1924.
Yeah.
Well, back in 1924, women were allowed to go to college, but co-education was not a thing because they were afraid that if they educated men and women together, it would challenge masculinity, and we can't have that.
No.
Also, you weren't allowed to work while pregnant. You could be fired if they knew that you were pregnant, because they thought that it was a detriment to productivity. Also, women could not serve on a jury. Maybe that's a win.
I know, really. That's one you're like, can we just have that back?
Yeah, exactly. Expectations on women those days were to raise children, keep a house, and provide emotional support to their husbands.
Interesting. You know, they do. What is that saying? The good old days? No, I'm just kidding. No, but the interesting thing, though, is that they would think that there was a flip that men would be staying at home.
Right.
Because what's the one thing that all women fear when they have kids, and it's leaving their kids at home with their husband alone?
Oh, for sure.
Because they're like, they're not going to do it right. So I'm fascinated that was their perception of the future, for sure.
I saw that going differently in my mind.
Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. This is normally where I would go, mind blown!
Mind blown!
Mind blown!
Yeah, exactly. But we're not going to do a typical mind blown today, okay? I found out that there was a National Trivia Day. I didn't even know that it existed. And I thought, oh, this is interesting. Usually I'm trying to help people be the most interesting person in the room by giving them these nuggets of trivia to hang on to so that they can divvy them out when they need to, you know, when it benefits them. But I thought this might be interesting. There have got to be other people that have just learned some sort of trivia. You know, that they're like, this is a mind-blowing fact. I can't believe nobody knows this. Or why am I just finding this out? Like, I had somebody send me one over the weekend even from Elisha. Says, I just saw this and thought of you because you're the most interesting person. But it was a picture of Ewan McGregor. You remember him, the actor, Ewan McGregor?
Oh, yes.
Okay, so the fact is, it's got a picture of him and his brother. It says, the fact that Ewan McGregor's brother, Colin McGregor, is a pilot in the Royal Air Force and his aviator nickname is Obi-2 is my new favorite bit of knowledge. Because he was Obi-Wan.
That's cute.
Yeah,
that's creative and cute.
Yeah, and says it's my new favorite bit of knowledge. So
I
there
like
you go.
That.
And so if you're ever at a party and you're sitting there hanging out and someone's talking about you know, movies or whatever, you know, or the Royal Air Force, you never know.
You never know.
You could break that out and help out with that. So that's what we're going to do right now. What is the last little piece of trivia or something really interesting that you learned that you were so surprised that you just found out and you couldn't believe that maybe everyone else knows this and you just were the last to know?
And we want to be astonished too.
Exactly. So here we go. 855 33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take your jaw-dropping trivia right now. What is that last piece of trivia you learned that you were surprised by?
Well, about 2 years ago, I realized that my birthday is really unique. The reason why, it's January 9th, 1963. And if you take the 1963, that's my birthday, 1-9-63.
10, 16. Wait, what? I'm lost.
Okay, you put the 1, put a dash, put a 9, put a dash, 63.
She was born on
January. 1963, 1-9-63.
Oh, there it is. It seems like Gavin got it before us. Betty and I remember scratching our heads like monkeys looking at a tool. what do I do with
and
this?
I have tried all kinds of birthdays trying to figure out if anybody else is the same way.
No, I like that. That's a good one. That's a great little party trick because then you could ask people to try it with their birthday. And when it doesn't work, you're like, see, I told you. I think I'm the only person on the planet.
Yeah. So try it with y'all.
I am 8768. And by this time, I don't even know what we're trying to figure out. I've already forgotten.
I saw that going differently in my mind.
Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. Usually on Mind Blown, I give you a mind-blowing fact to make you the most interesting person in the room. Like, for example, unlike in the U.S., in Japan, you almost don't want your day in court. Why do you think that is?
Because they provide you with no lunch.
That's a great thing. That's totally a Betty Rock answer. Gavin's perplexed.
A day in court being...
Yeah.
Man. Probably because, like, their day in court, you have to, like, I don't know. It's, like, held at a gym where you have to exercise at the same time.
Okay, yeah.
You have to prove your fitness to...
Okay, no.
It's like Squid Games.
Yes. No, because almost every court case in Japan ends in a guilty verdict. They have a 99.9% conviction rate. So, like, going to court is, like, the worst thing you could possibly do.
I'd like to know the court cases that came... Yeah. As innocent. That would be interesting.
None of them, you know.
Yeah.
Like we're having one.
We're having this conversation on our Facebook page. Andrew said strawberries are the only fruit that grows seeds on the outside.
No, yeah. I didn't think of that. He's right.
Sense, yeah.
And they get stuck in your teeth.
Yes. Well, speaking of teeth, Bethany, she said the dental hygienist told her the other day that people who have excessive saliva are less likely to have cavities.
Oh, wait, that's not what I was told. Wait a minute.
Wait, what were you told?
What do you have? Do you have excessive saliva?
Oh, yes. It's like, it is like a pool in my mouth. Like, seriously. I don't use water to brush my teeth. Do you guys wouldn't rinse your toothbrush underwater to brush your teeth?
Yes.
Or drink water? I don't need it. Yeah, it's crazy. That's I am so gross. Salivic, it's not even funny.
Do you drool a lot like when you're sleeping?
I don't now. In high school, I did. I remember falling asleep in class and being like, what in the world? But like, I remember one time we couldn't figure out why the touchscreen in front of me was firing years ago. And it was because I was accidentally spitting on it, apparently. But no, I was told that the because of that, you actually have extra tartar that builds up.
Tartar sauce?
Yeah. Tartar on your teeth.
Yeah.
That builds
up. Is that true for you?
I would assume. I mean, she was my hygienist. She kind of knows.
Huh.
Yeah.
I've never had a cavity.
Oh, really?
You haven't been to the dentist in like a decade,
too. That's true, but my teeth don't bother me.
Yeah.
And let me just say,
yeah.
I am a drool queen.
Are you really?
Oh, easy.
16 years, I've never seen you drool. Never.
Well, because I try not to fall asleep at work.
She's a lady.
Yeah, right.
It's easy to let the fear of the unknown keep us from doing something that is good for us, but going back to school might not be quite what you think.
Yeah, one of my biggest fears going back to school was I'd have to watch a ton of online lectures, and I kind of have a problem staying awake during stuff like that, but it was so different than I had imagined, and way better.
Yeah, for sure. I thought I was going to have to take a bunch of tests, which I am not a fan of. But instead, I was able to write papers, which for me was way better.
Plus, you have the flexibility to work in school around your work and life schedule. Another big fear I had is, what if I don't understand something? What do I do?
Yeah, CCU, they foster community with your classmates, and they are a great resource. And Colorado Christian University has very responsive online professors who are there to help you, so you are never alone as an online student at CCU.
Learn more about how you can pursue your passion and find your calling with Colorado Christian University at ccu.edu. Colorado Christian University is a nonprofit impact partner committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart.
Who needs an expert opinion when Wally is an expert at sharing his?
That was really a productive segment, wasn't it?
It's news-ish on The Wally Show.
Everybody has different fears when it comes to traveling, and my wife's is flying. Like, she does not flying, and takeoff and landing are her two worst times. Betty Rock hates landing.
You do?
Yes. I just pictured, like, the little sticks that the wheels are on are just going to snap like toothpicks.
Well, when you picture them like little stick toothpicks, yes, I could see why that causes you stress. Well, some people got to experience a really scary moment on an Alaskan Airlines flight as they were taking off and climbing out to about 16,000 feet. I guess they'd been up for about 20 minutes. One of the emergency doors blew off. Like,
And you know, they always ask if you're in an emergency row, they're like, can you handle the situation if this plane goes down? You're like, yeah,
they
sure.
They don't prep you for the plane coming apart.
While the door is on, you're like, yeah, I can. And then when the door is off, like, I don't know if I can do this.
And how does that happen? Like, how does something like that
They
just
had
fall
a mechanical
off?
Failure in the pressure in the plane. It depressurized and it popped it off. Just like popped it off, like popping a soda can. And so
I would never get on a plane after that.
That's the question. Never. Like, after you see, like, my wife saw that, and we're supposed to be flying in a couple months, and she was like nervous about this. I'm like, come on, it's a real rare thing. No one was hurt. That's the amazing thing. In movies, when the plane door gets blown off, everyone gets sucked out of the plane. And you're like, what? That did not happen. What was weird is one passenger said a kid that was in that row or near that row, his shirt got sucked off of him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that would be weird.
That'd be scary.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a kid, you're like, I was wearing this when I got on the plane.
Well, and it's the kind of situation where if it happened in a moment when, like, the seatbelt sign was turned off and you were just sitting there casually without it, it sounds like nobody.
No, no one got sucked out. But I was thinking, what if you're in that row, you have to stay there?
Yeah.
Or like if you had to unbuckle your seat and like form a human chain to pull you out, like how scary would that be?
You'd be the one heading it up.
Oh, I would. I would. By finally, my chance to help. I'm an amateur first responder. Happy? I'm gonna put my body in that hole of the plane. And
you're
like,
wide enough to do it.
Oh,
Betty!
Wow. Listen, you set me up.
Sorry.
You set me up.
Yeah, that was on me. But the good news is everybody was okay. One passenger's iPhone got sucked out of the plane, and somebody found it. It had fallen 16,000 feet. And somebody found it, and it didn't have a scratch on it. It still worked.
It's an iPhone, ain't it?
It is.
Yeah,
it is.
Not an Android.
No.
Why are you looking at me?
Combusted.
That's not me anymore.
And ironically, though, when they found it, it wasn't an airplane. It was in airplane mode, and it was also in SOS mode. Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. And yesterday, the problems in the neighborhood came to my door.
You're not the problem?
No, I'm not the problem in my neighborhood.
There's actually something else?
No, it's these cute little kids in green. My neighbors came by selling Girl Scout cookies.
Oh, they're the sweetest.
I know, right?
So cute.
I know. So the other day, I was out and I had seen them on my Ring doorbell. And I talked to them. I hit my thing and I'm like, hey, we're not in right now, but feel free to come back in a day, you know, tomorrow, whatever, we'll be home. And I didn't know if they'd show back up or not. And sure enough, my wife and I were sitting there at the house doing something, and she goes, man, we haven't seen the girls come back. I'm like, it's probably for the best because we started this diet. Mm-hmm. And then, I mean, I swear the Lord has a sense of humor because it wasn't 30 seconds later, bing, 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 bing. No, I can see my Ring doorbell. And then I have a decision to make. Do I dodge them or do I go face them?
Well, you told them.
I know.
Back. It's your own fault.
If I hadn't told them to come back, maybe I would have dodged. But I'm like, okay, told them to come back. So I open the door. I'm like, what's up, kid? like, what do you need? And I just cracked it. Like, because I'm like, okay, if it gets bad, I can slam it real quick.
You're like, you got any of those Reese's peanut butter type things?
Yeah, no. And so she was there and she's like, "Hi, Mr. Wally. Have you been working out?" Oh,
there's no way.
No, you're the worst.
Why would you do that, kid?
Oh, well done. You look fine. Like, you could handle two boxes of Thin Mints and not even break a sweat.
What a pitch.
Yes. She's a great saleswoman.
Yeah, okay. So here's what I'm curious about, okay? Sometimes you could lock up and not know what to say when you're selling things. It's tough being a salesperson. And if you're a Girl Scout right now, I want to give you a chance to run your pitch by me, okay? Tell me what you say. How do you get people to buy your cookies? Because you got to stand out from those Cub Scout kids. I mean, they're selling overpriced popcorn. But, but like, you know, like, if you want to buy some cookies, that's not enough anymore. You got to sell it, you know, like, so what is your pitch? We'll work through it. We'll workshop it, if you will, and get your pitch down.
He's a professional cookie buyer.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, you could even say something to like, "Everyone loves Girl Scout cookies. And what a great tool for sharing your faith."
Nice.
Yeah, exactly. So know your audience. That would have got me too. So 855-33-WAY-FM. If you need to ask your mom or dad permission, that's fine. 855-33-WAY-FM. But if you're a Girl Scout, I'd love to hear your pitch right now to how you sell them cookies, because they got me. They got me big time. 855-33-WAY-FM. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and it's the best and worst time of year all at one time. It's Girl Scout cookie time, and I had some girls come to my door the other day and sell me Girl Scout cookies, and I can't say no. Like, anytime kids are selling stuff door to door, I always buy it, but when there's Girl Scout cookies, I might even overbuy. I actually did tip her, too.
Did they even take tips?
No, I don't know. I said, I know it's $8 because I only got two boxes, and I had 10, and I said, "Here's 10. It's a $2 tip. You're cold. Enjoy it." So, you know, it's troubling, though, like being on a diet and then trying to do a nice thing and buy the cookies, that really causes me a little bit of a conflict. So, Kathy, do you have an idea on this?
You can donate the cookies to the military. You just give them the money for the box or two and say, "Please send them over to the troops."
So then you don't have to send it. You can just tell them to do that?
Exactly.
Oh, I do like this.
I do it all the time.
That takes a lot of self-control for you, Wally. And you would need to say, "I don't want to see them. I don't want to touch them.
Right.
I don't even want to smell those cookies.
No.
I just want you to send them." Here's
yeah,
the
I don't
money.
Even want to see your face at my door again, kid. just send the cookies.
You don't even need to pick out what cookies to send. They will do it all.
Really? I did not know this. That is a really great idea, because that way I could justify it, too, because I'm, like, sending something nice to servicemen and women.
Yeah.
Because they deserve little treats and things like that.
Right.
I wish I had known about this yesterday before I bought 40 boxes of Thin Mints.
Oops.
Well, it's always next year.
Random
acts of audio. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and today's random act of audio comes to us courtesy of Stacy. And the subject line in this was, "Who sang it better?" So I'm like, oh, okay, I'm always up for a little musical competition here. And she said, "My 2-year-old grandson singing Christ Alone or The Newsboys." Okay. Well, let's have a challenge and see, okay? So here is the Newsboys version of Christ Alone. Now, I do have to tell you this. This is the Peter Furler days prior to Michael Tate. I don't know if that makes a difference in anybody's decision here or not, but here is in Christ Alone.
"There in the ground his body lay, light of the world by darkness slain, then bursting forth in glorious day. Up from the grave."
Yay.
Betty, I don't think you like that one version.
I'm not a fan.
Okay, well, let's see how it stacks up against this 2-year-old singing it.
"I'm sparkful, a glory stand, up in the grave he and he stand, up in the grave he
harmony there.
Yeah, too. A little brother jumped in there too, getting in on that. Yes,
I'm
Ready Rock.
All in on the 2-year-old.
Are you really?
Yes.
Put that kid
fantastic.
On a stage.
Yeah. Yes.
I don't think he had all the words right, but
doesn't
I got
matter.
Up from the grave a couple
love
of times
it.
And something about Doris Day.
Love it.
It's about the intent.
Yeah. But yeah. I got to tell you, like, if you're sitting there as a parent and you're watching your 2-year-old sing In Christ Alone, you have to be thinking, all right, this is really good. I'm getting something good into my child, you know, and so I'm going to go with the 2-year-old as well.
For sure.
That makes my heart feel good, and that's why we do this, honestly. That's one of the big reasons why we, you know, play the songs that we do, because we can play any songs, you know, and so we play the ones that matter and make a difference, and when you see your kids singing them, it's awesome, you know, and so that's why people choose to support the Ministry of WayFM, and we're so thankful that they do, so we can have moments just like that, and that's your random act of audio for today.
This is Monday School. It's Wally's take on what he learned at church, or at least the parts he understood.
So we were talking about heaven and how every civilization has some anticipation of the afterlife. Like the Egyptians had their elaborate tombs to transition those leaders into the afterlife. The Vikings had Valhalla. You know, every world religion has some version of the afterlife. And so we looked at, what does heaven look like for us? Is it harps and clouds? Is it a never-ending church service? Which Gavin and I go to the same church. He was like, I was glad to hear my pastor isn't looking forward to like it being...
like a whole never-ending, yeah, like you said, worship service. Yeah. He's like, I think I'd get bored after a couple hours.
Yeah. So what does the Bible tell us about heaven? In John 14, Jesus is talking to his disciples and he says, do not let your hearts be troubled. My Father's house has many rooms and I'm going to prepare a place for you, and you know the place I'm going. And this is when Thomas speaks up. I love Thomas. Thomas like, wait, hold on a second. Jesus, just for a minute. He's kind of a realist. Everyone calls him Doubting Thomas, but he's like, we have no idea what you're talking about, where you're going. How do we know the way? You know, and Jesus says, this is where Jesus drops that really big verse. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. So what do we get from all of this? A, heaven is a place. And remember Jesus, when he was on the cross, one of the thieves says, remember me as you go into your kingdom. And he said, today you will be with me in paradise. So we will be with Christ in a place that he has prepared, you know, with you in mind and, mm-hmm. and with the thought of you, which I think is kind of cool. But in Revelation, John uses metaphors to try to describe heaven, which is unimaginable. Like, how could you describe something so perfect?
Right.
You know, I don't think we can comprehend that personally. Mm-hmm. And so I think that the Bible, like one thing the Bible says is that in heaven, Jesus will wipe away every tear. And that means there's no sadness. And so can you imagine, though, the feeling for eternity of never being sad, never being jealous, never being angry? And more than that, everyone being on that same page?
Yeah.
Like, that is perfection.
Right.
Like, where everyone is like... everyone's merging properly, you know, like to give you an idea of how frustrating life can be is when one person doesn't know how to merge and it throws everything into chaos on the freeway. Mm-hmm. Everyone's merging properly. Everyone's doing what they're supposed to be doing.
It's a beautiful thing.
And that to me was the best picture of heaven. I know you could pet a lion and a lamb and ride a rainbow, but the fact of everyone merging properly is the best idea of heaven for me.
Amen and hallelujah.
So there you go. That's going to do it for your Monday School for today.
Things you didn't know you needed to know today. It's News-ish with Gavin.
I assume that most parents have gone through some era in their kids' lives when the kid became a rebel. And personally, I was always way too scared of punishment to become a rebel. I was too soft. That was not something I was going to pursue. But I did read something interesting this morning that said that Gen Zers, so kind of me. Okay. I'm probably one of like the oldest Gen Zers out there, but apparently my generation are likely to live their life in a quote unquote rebellious fashion.
I don't understand this, because Gen Z as a Gen Xer, Gen Z just seems soft to me. Like almost the entire generation.
Well, you're saying they seem soft because they don't have a strong work ethic.
That's a big part of it.
You think that their feelings run them?
Yes, absolutely.
But I think that they see themselves as rebels, though, in a different way.
Yes, they see, you know, these lifestyle conventions, standard lifestyle conventions that they are trying to...
You mean the ones that built America?
Those
lifestyle conventions? Okay, I'm making sure we're talking about the same ones.
So the, you know, top thing that they said that they are, you know, rebelling against is this idea of having a conventional job. So they're pursuing unconventional jobs, like they listed out YouTubers, influencers, tattoo artists.
Travel blogger, you know. I'm like, look, hey man, if you can make a living doing what you enjoy doing, good on you. God bless you.
Mm-hmm.
But just like being a famous YouTuber, it's no different from being an athlete. There's one every 100,000 that makes money
and they work
and does
hard.
Well. And you, yeah, and that's, I don't think a lot of people realize. They go, I'll just document my life and be a YouTuber. Being an influencer, actually, I can't even believe I'm saying this, is a lot of work if you do it well and you want to stay on it, because trends are fickle. And you have to keep ahead of the trend, and you have to keep creating content, and you're creating content like all the time. So it's difficult.
Well, and two, I feel like being like one of those people has become mainstream. So at some point, it's not going to become rebellious anymore.
Exactly.
It's just going to be what
everybody's trying to do. I love that.
So just to walk through a couple other things that they think that they're breaking the standard on was like dress code for social events, which I will say I do feel like I see more like younger kids going to bigger events not dressed in a suit and tie. But I feel like people have been doing that for a little bit. Another thing was they think they're breaking the standard by not going to a four-year college.
Okay.
I feel like people have been pursuing other styles for a long time other than college.
I do think some of that stuff is good because college has gotten so expensive. And for some things that you want to do, college is not necessary for everybody.
Yeah.
For some things it is, you know, and you have to pick and choose what you're going to do. I don't think you have to pigeonhole someone into you're not successful if you're not going to college.
Yeah.
Or wasting money on a kid that doesn't have any clue or drive to go to college would not be smart money.
And then have to constantly be paying for a degree that they're not even using.
Right.
Like, that's not
smart. I get that. I mean, there are so many great skills and trades that we need people to do, and maybe you find yourself gravitating to that, then do that and be great at it.
Yeah, I don't think you need to spend $100,000 at a prestigious university to be
a teacher.
Yeah.
You know,
or to be a teacher or to be a radio DJ.
Yeah, no, exactly. My degree has nothing to do with what I do,
neither.
But it was a different time because your degree is what got you in the door to have a conversation for a job to then move around. And maybe that has changed. And I actually think that that's probably one of the evolutions of work that has gotten better, for a lot of people. So there you go. Look at that.
Said like a classic Gen Xer.
Yeah, no, if I was a classic Gen Xer,
boomer,
I would have just ended with, blah, kids. Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. We're going to do a little Booyah Your Weekend, where you give us a story. We'll go around the room, give you a boo or yay. And you want to get more yays than boos, but sometimes we're booing out of jealousy, quite honestly. So let's go with you, Gavin. Let's do an example round here.
Okay, so I had to take my dog to the vet,
boo.
Which is just a boo.
Boo.
You can never yay that. So.
And it's always so much money.
Exactly.
Like, then they guilt you.
Yep.
Because you don't want to do everything.
You don't love your
dog? Yeah.
You don't want to get every last piece of them taken care of?
Yeah. Why don't you want veneers for your puppy? Because it's $30,000 and they don't need to smile.
I'm not giving them braces. So we took my dog, Ellie, to the vet. She had this little lump on her leg.
Aww.
Which you see it and you're like, oh, no, that's not. That doesn't make me feel good. And she's got a couple little benign things on her side, which we've been, grateful for
in
the past.
Was she in pain?
So you could see that she was walking funny.
Okay, yeah, you have to, yeah.
Where she, like, it's funny because if you touch it, she doesn't react at all.
Yeah.
I think it just infringes the way that she walks. And so I'm like, okay, let's take care of that. And we're hoping for another 5 years of life for her. I want them to be solid years.
Sure.
But yeah, my head space was, okay, we're getting this off. How am I not going to spend $1,000 on this?
I had a thing on my cat's tail removed, and it started off at $870, and I negotiated it down to $344. So, I love that. Yeah.
Good job.
Hopefully gay this, but like I walked out of there only spending $540.
You know what? You don't like confrontation, so that is a yay. That is a big yay for me. Like, do you walking out of there and not spending? Did you tell them? Because I told you, I said, you don't have to do everything they want to do. Like to the thing.
I forget all the details, but there were a few things that they.
Did you say no to anything?
Walked at me where I was like, is that, like, talk honestly, I'm like, dude, is this necessary?
Right.
Is this gonna make every last? Is this perfect? And they said, no. Well. It's just, it would be a good,
nope.
No, get me out of here.
Exactly, good boy. All right,
good
I'm yaying you. Good boy, he's a good boy. I am yaying you for that because, again, like I think vets, God bless them, they do a really tough job, but sometimes you get worked.
I am giving you an under-enthusiastic yay.
Okay, why under-enthusiastic?
Because the fact that you're like, don't push me. I don't want to do it. No, okay, but what? No.
You wanted him to be bolder?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like, no, I'm not going to do that. No.
Yeah.
No.
That's more Wally's territory. I can say no and make the final decision.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to do it in a way that they're like, that guy won. They're like, well, he didn't lose.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, he didn't lose.
Yeah. Well, there you go. You got one yay and an underenthusiastic yay. And that's a yay for you. That's a win for you. All right. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. Give us your story. We'll give you a boo or yay and see how you come out. 855-33-WAY-FM. I actually had one as well. I won a ping pong tournament.
Oh.
You did?
As it turns out, yeah. You sound very shocked.
Sorry, it was followed up with, that's awesome.
Okay, yeah.
Because I love ping pong.
Oh, do you really?
Oh.
Do you fancy yourself a good ping pong player?
I give you a quick yay.
Fight!
No.
What are you talking about?
I thought y'all were going to like play against each other.
I could beat him easily, but.
Oh.
Oh.
I don't know about that. I've won a tournament.
And
I don't have a trophy or anything, but I won a tournament.
I mean, it was a tournament against like a 3-year-old, but it's
no,
senior home.
It was against one of the guys in this tournament played ping pong on his lunch hour every day for 16 years at the Navy shipyard. I learned that.
Well, bless his heart, he needed friends.
I know, and so. You guys are sticking with yay. Thank you very much.
I didn't give a yay or a boo.
Oh, you didn't
tell.
Gavin gave me a yay.
Yeah.
It's already gotten to your head and it's made it a lot bigger.
Yeah.
That I have to boo.
Really?
Oh.
Well, when you get the rest of the story, you'll probably yay it.
What?
Because the ping pong tournament that I won was at church and it was the loser's bracket.
Yay!
Yeah.
Yay!
There she is. There she is. I got worked so fast. But like it turns out like our executive pastor Eric and his two sons, I think they toured playing ping pong against people and were grifters and were like playing for money.
Uh-huh.
They just tore people up. And then this other guy, the shipyard guy, where did that guy come from? He's an anomaly.
And there you were like, I can beat these guys.
Yeah.
First serve and I'm out.
I fancied myself as a decent ping pong player. I found out I was not a good ping pong player at all. So we get to the thing and Eric laid out the whole rankings, you know, in the thing. And he's like, okay, well, we'll have a secondary thing. And he called it the toilet bowl. I'm like, we could have called it the second chance league.
That's so
we could have called
him.
It anything. But he's like, oh, that's the toilet bowl. You won the toilet bowl. Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah. So there you go. Well, at least I got a yay for that. If you got one, we'll take your story right now. 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll do a little booyah your weekend. So what do you got?
Well, hopefully it's a yay. I got baptized yesterday.
Oh, that's really great. Congratulations. How old are you?
Thank you. I am 42.
Okay, now is faith new to you or just you had never done a baptism before? You're like, hey, I need to knock this out.
Well, I've always believed in God, you know, and everything, but he is in my heart now.
Did you do a baptism inside or outside?
Oh, it was definitely inside.
Oh, good. Yeah, because they can heat those things up.
Yes.
Yeah, modern baptisms now are like getting into a sauna, like a spa. You know, it's not that bad.
Yeah, it was very nice.
It feels like they should make them colder, you know, like just so you have a little bit of, you remember it more, you know? Well, I've got to give you a yay for that because I know like coming to faith later in life can be challenging, and the fact that you are showing people that, hey, I am a sold-out believer in Christ, I got a yay that. Gavin, I assume a yay from you.
I don't think it'd be the Christian thing to boo that, so it is a yay.
Absolutely not. So, Betty Rock, why are you booing this?
I saw
in your face it seemed like a boo was coming.
I'm yaying.
Okay.
Ashley, that's great. I'm so glad you made that decision, and it's something that you won't regret.
No, not at all. I love it.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and one of Betty Rock's jobs is Audio Ninja. She files every break that we do on the show and has to listen to a lot of things. So we do this thing called Here's How Betty Hears the Show. It's things that she's pulled that she finds funny or usually embarrassing for me. She's done it for Gavin. She's never done it for herself, ironically.
Because I don't really say anything that's really ridiculous.
Oh, that's not true at all. We should have Gavin do Here's How Gavin Hears the Show on Betty. So do you have one for us today, and who is the subject?
The subject is you, Wally.
Of course it is.
You give me so much ammunition.
I would love to disagree with that, but I cannot. All right, so here you go. This is Betty's mashup of dumb things I've said. I have to tell you, guilty pleasure movie for me, Princess Diaries. She's going to be the queen of Genovia, man.
Where's Genovia?
My goodness.
It's a made up place. Don't ruin it for me. I got some calves, yeah. man. Like the Lord did that,
you say
right?
You have calves.
I do. I have calves.
You get really creepy when you talk about your calves.
I have calves. So for Joel, absolutely, he should not wear a goatee because he has a perfect chiseled jawline.
Exactly.
Like, and Joel is like a good looking man. So don't put paint on the Mona Lisa. You don't need to do that.
I'm not going to be able to stop my house from burning down, but at least I could grab stuff I need, like my computer and my cat and my wife.
I meant my wife and my cat. I meant computer wife
wow.
cat. That's what I meant.
Wait, you're still putting the computer first?
I meant wife computer cat. Wife cat. No, well, that's right. Wife computer cat. Yes. Why don't they say, hey, here's a thought. You see what we're doing over here? Putting our hands under our hinies? Why don't you do the same thing? We're all going to get out of here alive.
It would make my life easier if I just didn't go for the joke and say, but
I'm not going to change me. I don't want to change me. I'm okay with me. Thank you. The funny thing is, I'm like, why was I talking about sitting on my hands on my hiney? Do you guys remember what that was from? Yeah. I finally remembered it.
Yeah, because you were wondering about stewardesses and why they sit on their hands.
Yeah, flight attendants, they have to either sit on their hands or hold them in a certain position because it's the brace position. And I had to ask a flight attendants about that because I had no idea.
But you should definitely, your next flight, just get up and say, hands under hineys!
Yeah, everyone!
Hands under hineys!
If you want to survive this, do what they're doing. Put your hands under your hineys!
Growing up in poverty has never been easy for children, but with the added challenges of the pandemic, conflict, and natural disasters, families around the world are facing an unprecedented food crisis. Unfortunately, those who are already hungry are now even more desperate. But by sponsoring a child through Compassion, you can help provide life-sustaining essentials such as food and clean water. And with your compassionate support, that child can not only survive, but also flourish. You can find out how and choose a child to sponsor when you click on the Compassion banner at wayfm.com.
Uplifting Way FM. It's what your People magazine would sound like with a Southern accent. It's the Rock Report with Betty Rock.
At 61 years of age, actress Jodie Foster is letting everyone know her thoughts on the Gen Z generation, and they aren't positive thoughts. I know that won't surprise you. In her line of work, I guess she works with many Gen Zers, and there are two things she's noticed about the younger generation.
I wonder if they're the same things I've noticed, or the
sure
things that I have issues. Probably because we're probably similar in age.
The first one, probably not, because you're just as bad at like grammar and spelling.
Oh.
She said that they tend to send emails without checking their grammar.
Mm.
And I would say a Gen Zer could do that with you and get away with it because you don't really know.
I check it, but then because of the way my brain processes things, I know what it's supposed to look like. But even though I've typed it wrong, I'm like, oh, it looks right. Because in my head, I'm like saying what it should be.
And then the other reason that she's noticed, she said they either show up late or to work or not at all.
Oof. Because she's a well-known, you know, actress and has done this for a lot of years. Gavin, look at how old Jodie Foster is.
She's 61.
She's 61, yeah.
She's that much older than me? I'm 55. Oh, my goodness. But she has been a fantastic actress, but she's also directed and produced, and so she's been on both sides of the camera.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're working with younger people in that film industry, and I could see where that would be really frustrating if the generational change and shift in attitude towards work has changed and you're still over here doing it the way you always did. That can be really frustrating.
But when you make your opinions public, then you can get opinions back. As expected, Gen Zers weren't going to take her triggering remarks lying down.
Stop it.
One Gen Zer commented on her post saying, quote, generations is a false construct.
No.
There's endless human variation in every age group. Stop. Divisive silliness.
Oh my goodness. The people that sit there and talk about constructs, and in this world, we've just created a space where you just create whatever you want to be your identity, your world, your whatever, and it's just everyone has to accept it as truth. Garbage.
You're starting to sound like Jodie Foster.
I do, and I love her.
Another one said, quote, another boomer moaning about laziness and can't stand the idea that this generation are way ahead in their attitudes towards work and giving away too much of themselves.
Oh, yeah.
So with the boomer and the Gen Xer generation, it's about like we are going to live, breathe, and eat work. We will die at our desks.
Yeah.
Whereas the younger generations, millennials, Gen Zers, are more about like, I mean, it's part of my life, but I'm not going to give myself of myself to it.
Yeah, and that attitude drives me nuts. I would love to just to settle the argument is just take the person that wrote that and take Jodie Foster and just compare their bank accounts and just see like who's done better professionally for themselves.
It's not all about money, Wally.
That's how we keep score. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. We play the best friends game where we find out who on the show thinks alike. And then if you're listening, you might be able to win a prize based on matching with somebody that you think that maybe you get, you understand them. So let's start with you, Betty Rock. Question for me and Gavin to see how we stack up here. Best friends game. You're going to give us a topic and then we're going to count to three and we're going to give you our answer.
So one of my favorite things are woodland creatures.
Yes.
I think they're so cute.
Okay. Yes.
So what is the best woodland creature? 3, 2, 1.
Fox. Squirrel.
Oh.
Squirrel and what?
Fox. Fox isn't bad.
Fox is cute.
What do you think is the best, Rock?
Raccoon.
Trash panda.
We should have known.
She even has a trash panda shirt.
Yeah.
I locked up because I'm like, is a beaver a woodland creature? I like beavers.
Buckies.
Yeah. Okay. No.
That
all
was
right.
A good one.
All right, so Gavin and I are not best friends. Let's do Gavin, yours for me, and Betty Rock.
Okay, I don't know if, like, I don't know how many of these you guys have watched, but okay. I just want to know what you guys think is the best animated TV show.
Animated TV show? Okay.
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Simpsons.
What?
What? Simpsons has been the longest running animated TV show of all time.
Scooby-Doo is so much better.
No, I hate Scooby-Doo and anyone that likes it. No, sorry, got personal.
Wow. That was tough.
Okay.
I'm not a Scooby-Doo fan. I think because of my religious upbringing.
Come
like,
on.
And the Simpsons are okay?
Where is that?
Well, because...
You want to keep fighting this battle?
I will on this level because while the Simpsons might be off color, Scooby-Doo praises Satan. Yes,
not
it was
Ethan.
Always. It was always no. Spirits and scary ghosts.
No, it's always that weirdo that's under a costume. He's
you
in a mask.
Meddling kids,
yes.
I know. But my parents, it was off limits when
oh,
I was a kid.
Good grief.
Okay, so here, I'll give you mine. This is for Betty and Gavin. Name something that you didn't learn in school. Name oh. something okay. that you didn't yeah. learn in school. 3, 2, 1.
Taxes. Math.
What? Matthew should have learned in school, right?
Exactly. What school did you go to?
I was having to choose like all the things that I did not.
That's so funny.
Taxes is good.
Yeah. Taxes is
yeah.
really good.
They
yeah.
should teach that.
Betty, based on your high school, we would have accepted the answer for name something you didn't learn in school as anything. All right, so there you go. Who do you maybe think, oh, I would have guessed like them? That might help you out. You could maybe even win two prizes if you match with the person that you say you want to match with. 855-33-WAY-FM. I'm going to play the best friends game with you. 855-33-WAY-FM.
Name your favorite dinosaur. Don't even think about it. Velociraptor.
What? Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show with you, Adrian. We're playing the best friends game and welcome to it. Now, the way it works is we're going to give you a category and you're going to make a guess. We're all going to make a guess. And your job is to see who you match with on the show. If you match with any of us, you get one prize. But if you match with the person that you think you're most alike, you will win two prizes. So who do you think, Adrian, you think like here on the show?
Betty Rock.
You think you're most like Betty Rock, okay.
Oh, well, good for you. I bet you are a very well-loved person. I'm sure everyone loves you. You love everyone. And some have compared you to an angel here on Earth.
Oh, well, okay. Oh, thank you.
All right. Okay. She left out that you have an IQ that of a sock, but here we go. Okay, so this is the category here. Name something that moves slowly. Name something that moves slowly, okay? So we're going to all write down our answers. Don't say anything just yet, okay? Gang, do you have your answer down?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, now we need to get your answer, Adrian. What do you say to name something that moves slowly?
A sloth.
A sloth. Ooh. Okay. So now if you match with any of the members on the show, again, you get a prize. If you match with Betty Rock, since you picked her, you get two.
That's a bad answer, though.
A sloth? I don't think it's the worst answer, actually. Gavin, what did you say?
Okay, I put old people. And I feel bad about that.
Yeah.
But it was the first thing that came to
come
mind.
Come on, Gavin. I'm an old people, okay? Don't do that.
Sorry. All right, I'm sorry. I wish I had better news for you because I did not say sloth. I actually said iceberg because they move very, very slowly. And so it all comes down to this. Betty Rock, what is your answer?
I said sloth.
No, you didn't.
Yes. No way.
Yes, I did.
No way.
They're like the slowest animals out there, right?
That is crazy. Yeah. See, you guys are on, like locked in together. That's fantastic. Congratulations, Adrian. You did it. You and Betty Rock share a brain.
Yes.
And you are a winner today.
Thank you.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and from time to time we do a little thing called Photo Op, where I get the photos from the members of the show, the last photo they took, and say, okay, what's the story behind this photo? Let's start with you, Betty Lou. What was yours?
Mine is a picture of a meal that I had recently with my parents, so we are Southerners and proud of it. And in our family, the tradition is you are supposed to eat black-eyed peas.
That's what those are.
Black-eyed peas on the first day of the new year.
Oh, I think in New Orleans, they do red beans and rice as kind of the same type tradition. That's why my wife's family is all from New Orleans.
You're supposed to do black-eyed peas and collard greens.
Okay.
So it's all about like bringing in goodness into the new year.
Okay.
So
and did you guys did that? That was your mama's homemade black-eyed peas.
And it was good? Yeah, it was really good.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've never had black-eyed peas.
Yeah, I don't think I could.
They look like
I know
bugs.
You couldn't.
No, I don't think I could.
Once someone told you it was a vegetable, you'd be like, "Get them out."
I wouldn't be able to do it. Like I can do beans and chili. I can do that, but that's pretty much the extent of it. All right, Gavin, what's yours?
All right, this is a picture of my wife. She is laying kind of like, you know, down on the couch, and she wanted ice cream. We were making ice cream. We made it, but she didn't want to adjust to be sitting up to eat it comfortably.
Of course, why not? That's what poor people do. They sit up to eat their ice cream.
So she stayed in the position. I brought it over. I'm like, where am I putting this? She's like, on the ground. So I just put it on the ground. She's got one arm tucked in, one arm for eating, and she did successfully eat it.
Really?
Stayed comfy. I don't get how she did it.
That she's amazing, actually.
It's weird.
Yeah, so she laid down and ate her ice cream face down.
Yeah.
Well, all right, well, there you go. if you want to see any of these photos, just check out wayfm.com. And then mine is a receipt of ordinance or ordaining of someone. I got ordained, and it's not as great as it seems. Like, Chad went to, like, 18 years of seminary, Pastor Chad here. I went to 35 seconds of online ordinance, and I got ordained so that I could perform a wedding for some friends of ours. Their daughter asked me to.
Honestly, that's so sad.
I was seriously conflicted by it.
But yet you did it.
Well, yeah, because I love them more, you know, and I want
more than what? The Lord?
No, not more than the Lord, than my hang up. Like, because I do feel that it's weird. Like, I feel it is, if I was going around saying I was ordained, it would be disrespectful to everyone in ministry that spent the time to do this.
Well, for me, it's
just, oh, absolutely. To me, it's just a way of, I can actually legally perform this wedding for them, which is what they've asked me to do.
You're the second pastor on staff now.
I am a staff pastor. You're right. Oh, my God. Goodness, this is great. I'll start dealing out advice here in no time. Again, if you wanted to check out, I'll do counseling sessions. If you wanted to check out any of the photos, you can at wayfm.com.
And now for some good news.
Uplifting Way FM, this year's Wally Show with a little good news. Giddy of a cavalcade roundup of some good news stories coming at you because the regular news, if you watch it, can be a little bit disheartening. So we'll start off here. There was a flood in England that actually swept a woman's car down the river, and she and her 3-year-old daughter were trapped inside, and they ended up getting wedged under a bridge, waters rushing all around them. And they could have drowned, but this guy used ratchet straps from his work van. Like, this is my hero guy.
Yeah.
I've got ratchet straps.
I saw the video, and I was like, dang.
I could have done this. And so he ratchet straps, like, the car to the bridge so it doesn't go any further, and he is able to anchor it there, and they get them both out.
Ooh.
There you go. That's hero mode. I love it. And that is some good news for that family for sure. Gavin, good news, giddy up, go.
The U.S. Mint released 3 new coins celebrating Harriet Tubman, who helped run the Underground Railroad before slavery was abolished. It includes a new $5, $1, and 50-cent piece. Congress passed a bill to create these back in 2022, so it's cool to see them coming to fruition.
That is really cool, although will people think that they're real and you can spend them? Oh. Like, if you're like, here's my $5 coin, good sir. You're like, wait, is this the 20s? You know, like, I'm curious if they'll be in wide circulation.
I have a beaver pelt yes. that I will trade you.
Betty Rock, good news, giddy up, go.
There's an 89-year-old Navy vet in Florida, and he loves hanging out at his local diner in Pensacola. Yes, precious. It's called Scenic 90 Cafe. So last month, they posted a photo of him on Facebook and said, Mr. Lee, quote, loves our company, but we love him even more, which is just precious. But it goes even further than that. So the restaurant's post went viral, and now they're planning a big party for his 90th birthday. And they're asking people to send cards, or you can call in and buy him lunch.
That's so great.
I can't. That's precious. They set up a gift card you can add money to. You just got to call the restaurant and ask for the manager.
That's like this guy will probably never have to eat the rest or pay for a meal the rest of his life. You know,
that's wonderful.
Love that. Yeah, I love that, man. You take an old person and a retired military serviceman.
Yeah.
I love that. So there you go. That's good news. Giddy up for today.
Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes as well as connect with us on social media. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online for supporting what we do.